The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Asked the question, could this be the greatest theme tune of all time?
I don't know. I mean,
listen to the board backing vocals. Listen, listen, listen.
Kiss the dames, but you don't ask their names. That's living all right.
Or we may have run out of them.
Yeah.
Is it the greatest theme song of all time? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know, but we'll put it out there. If you want to tell us what it is, 03444991000. Feels a little bit local radio, but also feels like it could be a lot of fun. Great. I like theme tunes that tell you what happens in the show. We'll play it later on. The Lost Islands, forgotten kids TV show from the 70s. And the whole theme tells you that it's these kids that are on a boat and then the boat got lost and they landed on an island that was stuck back in time, which is great. I've played it before. Someone did a really, Lost, which was a great show until the last series, which was lousy. But the theme, it didn't have a theme tune. All it had was this kind of sonic noise. And then you were in. But someone made a theme tune for Lost. Did I ever play? I think I played.
Yeah, I think you
they know. Are lost on a magical island. Lost. It was just great. I would say the greatest theme tune of all time, though, has to be the French A-Team, doesn't it?
Oh, it's excellent.
The French A-Team is something very special. This is the Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee. Who that lady?
Catherine Boyle.
That's the one. Mondays to Fridays, 10 o'clock on Talk Radio. Do give us a call. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now, I was reading Shindig magazine, which is not a magazine I'm not... It leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, Shindig, because I wrote an article for them many years ago. They weren't going to pay me for it. It was just I wrote an article and I sent it to them and they didn't publish it for like 6 or 7 months. And then I sent it to Record Collector and said, I don't suppose you're interested in this article about the monkeys, are you? They went, oh, yeah, no, we'd love it. It's 10 pence a word. And so, oh, you're going to pay me. They said, yeah. And so I snatched this out of the hands of Shindig magazine, who weren't going to pay me, and I sent it off to Record Collector, who paid me 10 pence a word, which is a great little deal. So I have issues with Shindig. I have issues with magazines that don't pay writers. But it's a fun little magazine about old men playing records and guitars and stuff. And I was... hello, that's you, Catherine. Just let me know when you turned off the notifications on your computer. Thank you. You done? Are you done? Are you done? Are you done?
Am I what?
Are you done?
Sorry?
Are you done?
Eh?
Are you done?
Done.
Are you done? Is she done? I don't know. I'm going to assume she's done.
I'm not nearly done.
So I was reading about the group Badfinger. Tell me what you know about Badfinger.
Oh, put a bit of Savlon on it. Don't pick it. It'd be right.
Okay.
They did No Matter What You Do. Sounded a little bit like Macca.
And do you know why?
Because he wrote that.
I don't think he did write that, but he named Badfinger. He came up with a name. I think they were called the Ivies. Were they called the Ivies or the Ivy League or something? Signed to Apple. Never, they had a big hit with If You Want It, Here It Is, Come And Get It, But You Better Hurry Cause It's Going Fast.
Again, Macca-esque.
Written by Macca.
That's why.
Macca. And I didn't really know a lot about them. I know that one of them committed suicide. So I read this article, and basically, they were getting ripped off by their manager to the tune of about £300,000. And one of them, and I don't know their names, little I know about them. One of them, said, no, the manager's straight, the manager's straight. Then he found out the manager was bent. And so, he killed himself. The guy from Badfinger killed himself. And then so Badfinger kind of struggled on. And then about 8 years later, another member of Badfinger killed themselves.
No.
And I'm sat there reading this going, wow, this is an incredible story. This is an incredibly... I believe we have one of someone listens to this show who's called us in the past, who's the granddaughter of one of Badfinger. And I was thinking, I'd love to read a book about Badfinger. There isn't any. There's one that was written a long time ago that is about 150 quid on eBay. Right? And there isn't one. So I texted my mate Scott. Oh, and I tweeted, actually, I'd love to read a book about Badfinger. I wish someone would write it. Mm-hmm. And Scott WhatsApped me and said, oh, I know everything there is to know about Badfinger. If you ever want to know, give me a call.
It's a proud boast, isn't it?
So I thought we'd give my mate Scott Balcony a quick call and get the inside info on Badfinger. Because it's such a tragic story, such a sad story, that I thought it would be nice if we kind of found out a little bit more about them. So let's just give Scott a call. He doesn't know I'm calling him. Let's see if he answers.
Hello.
Hello, is that Scott?
It is.
Hello, mate. It's Ian Lee. You're live on Talk Radio.
Hello, mate. How are you doing? I have to be quiet because everyone's asleep.
That's okay. Kath's here as well.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Kath.
Hello.
Scott,
hi, how are you doing?
Listen, can I ask a favour?
Yeah, of course you can. Thank you for paying us living, all right?
Absolutely perfect. Earlier on today, you privately WhatsApped me in response to a public tweet I put where you said that you know everything there is to know about Badfinger.
Yep.
And if I ever wanted to know the Badfinger story, I should give you a call. Well... I want to know the Badfinger story, so give us the date, Scott. But the world is listening. Over to you, buddy.
Well, they were signed to Apple, the Beatles record label. Paul McCartney wrote on some songs. George Harrison played on some songs, and then they had a hit, but they didn't sing it. Someone else did, and it got really big. And they didn't make any money, and then, tragically, two of them killed themselves. I think that's it.
Oh, don't be upset.
No, don't cry. I know it's an emotional time for you. But, okay, well, that's good. That's kind of what I gleaned from the article and what I said.
It's horrific. It's laughter because it's horrific.
That was laughter.
It's a horrific story.
It was laughter. Wow. So we thought we were giving you the benefit of the doubt and thinking you were crying.
No, I was crying.
Okay, so that's the stuff that I said in the introduction. So give us, let's get into the nitty gritty. What were Badfinger called before they became Badfinger? Do you know?
They were Goodfinger. But George Harrison thought it needed to be edgier.
Okay, so did George Harrison come up with the name Badfinger?
Yes.
Okay. Any other...
What's your favourite theme tune?
Sorry?
What's your favourite theme tune?
It's the French A-Team.
Oh, okay.
I like the Fresh Prince.
That's good, yeah, I like Minder.
Okay, back to Badfinger.
Yeah. Was it Harry Nilsson?
Sorry?
Did Harry Nilsson do one of their songs?
What, Minders? No, it was Thingy. It was
Dennis Waterman.
Dennis Waterman.
Scott, can I ask you a question? It's a personal question. I would love an honest answer, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know anything about Badfinger?
They were signed to Apple.
Oh, he's an idiot. He's just going. This guy's just been pulling my plonker all day. Absolute scumbag, that guy. Let's go to Jeff. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Ian. How you doing?
I'm disappointed because I've just had to strike another friend off of my list of friends.
Oh, dear.
Never mind, these things happen. What have you got for us, Jeffrey?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Actually, it might be related to that. I'm a musician from Belfast, and I've done a lot of interesting wee bits and pieces of things. But once I was busking, this was about 10 years ago, and I met a guy who I only recognised from a book about Peter Cook, and it was a guy called Rainbow George.
Jesus, so early into the show. Okay, yeah, okay, great.
Well, basically, I was doing a musical thing at the time, and he kind of helped me with it.
Oh, he helped you? Wow, okay.
Well, he supported me when I was trying to find somewhere to stage it. And then he did a few things around Belfast, but I haven't been in touch for quite a while, and then I just got in touch with him the other night.
And he asked you to call us up, did he?
Well, he said that there'd been some, there was some sort of misunderstanding he didn't understand.
Hang on a minute. So, Rainbow George...
Gave you something to do.
Gave you something to do and asked you to call us up.
Well, he said to me that he'd been on your show a few times and then that you seemed to...
No, I didn't seem to. He seemed to. How's about them apples? I didn't seem to. He seemed to. It was
right.
Him.
I don't know what it was actually about.
He seemed to.
No.
Maybe I thought because I've known him in the past, I could try to work out.
No.
There's something about being a nasty man and he wanted to know why that was the case.
He seemed to. He seemed to. Not me. I didn't.
Yeah.
I've tolerated his nonsense for years. He seemed to.
Right, okay.
What is this? Are you two 15 years old or something? What is this? My mate says that you were mean to him. What's that about? What are you saying that for? You said many things about my mate. What's that for? What are you doing that for? What are you doing that for?
Yeah, I thought I would just try to find out.
You've made it worse.
Yeah, I've made it worse.
You've made it worse, okay. Jeffrey.
Okay, well, you know...
You made it worse. Now you made it personal.
I'm afraid you've stumbled into a hornet's nest.
You made it worse.
Well, I guess that's all I can do. I can leave it there, but,
Tell your mate he's a dead man.
Right.
Tell him he's a dead man.
He's probably listening to it.
Of course he is. Why would he get you? It's no hard feelings to you, Jeff. It's all a little bit of theatre. But why would he get you to phone up? What is that about? Catherine?
It's standard. Come on, get someone else to do it.
Maybe it's because, I don't know, independent. I don't know. I'm not him.
No, exactly. Let him do his own dirty work. He's got shit all over his hands and he's smeared it all over your face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, yeah.
What an image.
Thanks for your call, Jeff.
Well, all I can say is that I've had no bad experiences, but I'm not gonna get into anything I don't understand, so I'll leave it there.
Thank you very much indeed, Jeff. It's appreciated.
George, come on.
Come on, George. Grow up here. But he sucks up. Man up, George. That was weird. Poor old Jeff stumbled into something that...
Jeff seemed like a really nice
man.
Jeff
seems like a top guy. Admittedly, he doesn't listen to the show. That's absolutely fine. Not everybody does, as the figures will show. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
We've got the transcript booked in my hands. It's a real physical thing, and the cover looks great, man. Let's have a go. You know the website Fiverr? A woman on... how patronising. An artist on Fiverr designed this cover. 23 quid. I think it looks great. We have the first two copies. They're misprints because it's not formatted properly. And I've just remembered something else I need to do. So, I've ordered two more copies with most of the corrections. I need to add your name to your introduction. I need to change the page numbers. I can do that tomorrow. That's easy. Don't need to order any more after than ones we've got. Once we get the new copies in, basically, it's a book of transcripts of the show that you guys have written. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All profits are going to go to the Samaritans. I think we're selling it for $12.99, and I think that means it's on a website, Lulu, where it prints per order, so I don't have a big box in my garage. And I think that means that we get like £5.79 for every book we sell, something like that. I'll check and I'll publish it all so you can see where it's at. And all the money will go to the Samaritans. And it looks great, man. It's a proper book. I'm absolutely thrilled with it. Hopefully 2 weeks' time. Hopefully 2 weeks' time. I've sent the email off. There you go, Boyley.
Thanks.
Touch it. It's exciting, isn't it? I know it could, what we used to call in the olden days, a vanity publishing. But it's still a book. Still a book that's got stuff in that what we've done. So I'm very proud of that. And I've sent the email off about maybe possibly cancelling the Rabbit Hole Picture Show because we just haven't sold. We've sold a third of the tickets. And I know there's a few weeks to go, but maybe that idea is gone. Maybe that idea is dead and buried, us screening movies.
It's time for the next thing.
Maybe it's time for the next thing. We need to sell about another 15 tickets in the next week, I would imagine, to screening of My Cousin Vinny, very funny film. On Saturday the 14th of September, ianlee.com/event. If you want to go and get that, ianlee.com/event. We need to sell 15 tickets in the next week. Otherwise, it's gone. Let's go to Alan Caddick.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Kath.
Hello.
You're talking about the new book.
Yeah.
I know there's quotes from me sleeping, but is there any other quotes from me in there?
No.
So it's just plenty of these.
I can't remember what your bit is. Alan is in there. It's so long since we put it all together. I can't remember.
Oh, I thought there might have been a quote about me being the first caller.
No. It doesn't work like that.
But there's quotes of me asleep.
I think so. I can't remember. Is Alan asleep in there? Let's have a little look. It's a great book, by the way. Thank you to everyone. Everyone who put, Alan, chapter 13.
Oh, no, it's when we're whispering sweet nothings in your ear. So you completely missed it.
Oh, I have to read that when I get the book.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Hang on, we can reenact it. If you go to page 163, Nelly did this one. Me and Kath are going to read. There we go.
Hang on.
I was catching the mood.
Okay, the mood is set. You got it yet, Kath?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Alan? He's fallen asleep.
Again.
He's actually fallen asleep. When I said when people fall asleep to the show, it's a compliment, I didn't mean when they're on the flipping phone. Alan Caddick, talk dirty to him. Go on. Give him a wetty. A wetty?
A wetry.
Oh, my God.
Alan. I don't suppose you could, roll over and have a look at this.
Oh, hang on a minute. There's stage directions as well.
Alan. I'm waiting for you.
Karen.
Oh, Alan.
What is it, mate?
Go on. Go for it, Kath.
Go for it, Kath. You've got to up the ante.
I can't. It's Alan.
Come on!
Wake up!
Oh, I don't know.
No, No, you don't.
You
continue to snore. Alan, if you wake up, I'll find a late night Greggs and buy you all you can eat and then some.
This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Alan, I'm taking off my tabard, Alan. I'm loosening my bra, Alan. I'm swinging my... I never said this.
And you did it in, like, the... that mock calf accent.
Oh, yeah, that one. I'm loosening my bra, Alan. I'm swinging my dongles in your face, Alan. Lovely big boobies, Alan. In your face. Yeah. That's right, Alan. I'm taking my knickers off.
Oh, God.
My leopard skin knickers are coming off. Waving my bum in your face, Alan. I'm here... Don't start improvising. It doesn't say that. I'm here naked for you, Alan. All you've got to do is wake up and all your pleasures and fantasies can come true, Alan. Go on. It's you.
I don't think... I know, I'm leaving it. Alan continues to snore.
Right, okay.
I don't think he's into leopard skin.
I think...
He's horrible.
I think of you, Alan, when I'm on the lavvy.
Oh, God.
Oh, I want to have your babies, Alan. Give me your babies. I'm going to tie you to the bed, Alan. I'm going to ride you like a horse. Going to ride you like a stallion, Alan. I'm going to drain you dry.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, is that too much? Too much?
No. Red card.
Okay, too much. Alan? Okie dokie. And that is one of the many scenes you can act out at home with your family.
Bit of fun this Christmas. Oh, do you know what? If you are going to do that, record it.
Oh, please do. Imagine the Star Wars is finished, Doctor Who Christmas special is finished, everyone's sat there. Do you fancy having a go on the new PlayStation game?
Go on, Nana, you can be Alan Caddick.
Let's do this. Here's the thing. Let's crack open Here's the Thing, the late night alternative transcripts by Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Oh, man alive. Oh, God almighty. Let's go to Lewis. Good evening, Lewis.
Good evening, Ian. Hello. I thought I'd call in because you were talking about Badfinger, and I'm a sort of semi-relative in a way.
Oh, here we go. Well, hang on. Sort of semi in a way. That means you're not. It means you've met one of their granddaughters.
No. Okay. My granddad was in the Ivies, but he left just before they got big and were part of Badfinger.
Oh, no. So I was right, they were called the Ivies. Scott didn't know that. He said they were called... So were they ever called Goodfinger?
Not to my knowledge, no. He might have been talking out of his bum.
Lying little tyrant. All right, so, now did the... Because I honestly don't know much about them. It's kind of a... I know a lot about the Beatles, I know a lot about the 60s, but Badfinger, a bit of a blank spot as far as I'm concerned. So what did your granddad do... What was his name and what did he do in the Ivies?
Okay, so my granddad was called Ron Griffiths. He was basically part of the original lineup of the Ivies, was essentially around for the recording of their big album, as it were, part of like the Come and Get It. He actually wrote a couple of the songs on the album, like Dear Angie.
Wow.
Which was actually about my nan, funnily enough.
No!
Together anymore.
Hang on a second. Let's have a...
Dear Angie! Just these lines to confirm something.
Your granddad wrote this.
He did.
Oh, mate, this is great.
Dear Angie.
He gets no royalties there.
Does he not? Is he playing on this? Because this, I noticed, this is on an album that's credited to Badfinger, not the Ivies.
Yes. From my recollection, yes, he's actually doing some vocals on it and plays bass on it.
Wow.
I can't wait till Friday night.
No, it's about your granddad and your nana, and it's actually quite dirty. It's quite dirty.
let's not go into that.
And then what happened? Did he leave? Did he get booted out? Did McCartney come in and say, "I want that loser"? You know, I want that loser out of the band. Otherwise, you're not going to sign you to Apple Records.
Basically, he made a big mistake and decided to concentrate on family instead of rocking around the world.
Oh, I don't know if that's a big mistake, mate. Knowing the little I do about Badfinger, he probably got off lightly.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Essentially he left because he met... even though the song's called Andy, it's actually about someone called Maureen.
Maureen!
Yeah, I can see why that might be problematic.
And so he left for love.
He did. I had my uncle first, and then my mother.
Beautiful.
I had to leave the band just as they all got big. And then there was some bad blood between him and I think one of the guys who masquerades as Badfinger these days called Joey something or other.
Ah, now he's, because, right, now he's, obviously, well, obviously, say something really dumb. Now he's still alive, right?
He is.
Is your granddad still alive?
He is, he's alive and kicking.
I don't suppose he fancies coming on the show one night, does he?
You know what? I was going to offer. I will get in touch with my granddad tomorrow and see what he says.
And I don't know how long you've been listening, Lewis, but it would not be... I wouldn't want to go anywhere that would cause any problems. Yeah, I wouldn't want to... You know, I wouldn't want to poke him about, poke the beast about what's going on now. I just want to know what it was like and what it was like being in a band and did he meet the Beatles and what it was like leaving.
Hey, I've been listening since the Absolute days, so I've got no problem with that at all.
Bless you, mate. Well, if he's up for it, we would treat him like an absolute star. Well, he is a star. He's written this.
No worries. I'll get in touch with him and I'll
Now I am intrigued. I'm going to ask you a question that you probably don't know the answer to. Why is there? Why would there be bad blood with the surviving members of Badfinger? I mean, I know rock and roll is full of bad blood, but that seems particularly unfair.
I only know vague bits on this bit, but from my knowledge, and don't quote me verbatim, it's something to do with, obviously, the royalties from Apple. Once they all, Apple sort of screwed them over, none of them got any money, which is partly what led to some of the suicides of the band. And I think there was some sort of agreement where Joey is getting some royalties now, but doesn't give anything to anyone else who is alive.
Right. Money. It's all you had to say was money. And sadly, that's the way it all goes, man. That's the way it all goes. Oh, Lewis, what a fan. We've not spoken before, have we?
I only have a couple of times, but a very long time ago.
Oh, well, what a fantastic return to speak to you. That was brilliant, Lewis. And if your granddad is up for it, we would treat him like the legend he absolutely is. He'd be very, very welcome.
I will let you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lewis. Oh, there you go. That makes up for Scott being an idiot. Wasn't that a lovely call?
Yeah.
His granddad wrote a song for his grandma and left the band for love. It's such a fascinating story, Baff. Literally, I read this article. It's part two of an article. I knew hardly anything about them. And I just think they're one of those... People say the curse of Badfinger. I don't buy that nonsense. But I just think they're one of those groups, if you start digging... Do you know what? I think it's only the second time we've mentioned them on this show. And it's the second time we've had someone phone in going, oh, yeah, I'm related to one of them. Isn't that interesting? What a strange band.
I'm reading that Paul McCartney book, McCartney in the 70s, Man on the Run. And I've got past the bit where they're talking about, you know, part of the reason why the Beatles broke up was, you know, that George, John and Ringo signed with this guy who was managing them.
Yeah. Oh, Alan Klein.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then he started sort of making moves on Apple, didn't he? And sort of suggesting that Apple was a Klein managed company.
Oh, he went to prison in the end for fraud.
This isn't part of the same thing, is it?
It was happening around the time. But Badfinger, it's interesting because the article I read said that Apple didn't screw them over, but realised there was financial impropriety going on with the management once they'd left Apple and went to Warner's. So Apple just put all the money into an escrow account, which means it can't be touched until everything's sorted out, I think. And that took a long, it took like 10, 15 years. So it's fascinating. I don't know. I've got one sided article that is obviously favoured in the side of this Joey guy who's still alive. But there you go. What a call. Thank you. It's going to be one of those shows tonight. I want to talk a little bit more about music in a second. I want to talk about Bucks Fizz in a second. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
So, I love Bucks Fizz, right? Yeah. We've had Bucks Fizz on the show. I'm a big, big fan. And I met Bucks Fizz and they was Jay, Cheryl and Mike Nolan, wasn't it? It was Mike Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the other guy in Bucks Fizz that had left? Because Mike Nolan was in it when I saw him, wasn't it? I'm getting slightly confused. Anyway, They were so lovely to me. They made me welcome at their rehearsal. People going, oh, box food. Yeah, whatever. Great pop music. Great pop music. Deal with it.
And they can sing.
They can sing. And they were so lovely to me. And I spent an hour with them. And they gave me tickets to go and see them. And it was a thrill. And so then today, it's been announced that Jay Ashton, who recently had mouth or throat cancer. I think it was mouth cancer. Was very, very poorly. That Jay Ashton is standing for the Brexit Party. And
Bobby G, you're thinking of.
Bobby G was the guy that left.
Yeah.
Right, and he owns the name Bucks Fizz.
Right.
His wife, I think, owns the name Bucks Fizz. A very complicated story. And so Jay Ashton is standing for the Brexit Party, a party that I am, I'm going to say ideologically against. I don't agree with any of their policies, from what I know. I don't agree with their policies. But that doesn't stop me liking Jay Ashton because she was really, really nice to me and indulged me, you know, my silly questions. And I still think they're a great band. And everyone is, and it is easy to knock Bucks Fizz. All right, they're a little bit naff. I get it. But everyone has been like really mean. Everyone. People on the left have been really mean today. Knocking Jay Ashton and this is, I'm struggling to put this into words, but this is kind of where we're at now. That because she's standing for a right-wing party, right, people on the left aren't allowed to like her. They're not allowed to like her, so we have to make fun of her, we have to take the piss, we have to be very rude about her, a lot of rudeness about her. Making jokes about her politics is fine, I think. I think that's a healthy thing to do, but I didn't get the personal attacks and the personal meanness about it. And my reaction was, oh my God, what's she doing? And then I thought, oh, actually, I don't care what she's doing. I don't care what her politics are. I don't care. I don't care that she's associated with Farage or don't lie. I don't care about that. What I care about is when I met her, she was an absolute sweetheart to me. And I still really like In the Land of Make Believe. Still one of my favourite pop songs of all time. So do you know what I mean? And we are in this binary world now. We talk about this whole on-off, black-white, yes-no, left-right, binary thing of if somebody thinks politically different to you, you're not allowed to like them or get on with them.
They must be a bad person.
They must be a... There we go. Thank you. Thank you. You're absolutely right. They must be bad
or evil.
They're
not on your team. They're not on your side.
They must be a bad person. But that's a recent thing. Mm-hmm. That's like... I think since Twitter. But that's like the last... 5 years, definitely. 10 years, well, yeah, maybe. It's like that's the last 7 years, really. That if someone is on the opposite side of the political spectrum, they are bad, yeah. And you can't get on with them. And I've always thought that the left were kind of, you know, peaceful and stuff like that. But actually, there's some real arseholes in the left. I mean, you look at, you know, the anti-Semitism in the Labour Party that is there. That is thoroughly unpleasant. But some people on the left... People on the left, and I'm trying to choose my words really carefully, because I got called out last time for calling out people on the right, and I want to make sure that I don't. I want to get the balance right. People on the left can be just as mean, and just as nasty, and just as violent with their words as people on the right. And I'm not saying, you know, well, you're saying people on the left are as bad as Nazis. You know what? Sometimes I think they might be.
Not all people on the right are Nazis. That's
exactly.
The other thing. We're slipping into that kind of...
Thank you.
...extreme...
This is why I find it so difficult. It's
you're either a lefty,
yeah,
or a Nazi.
Yeah.
You're a snowflake or you're a gammon. It's like the worst kind of tribalism.
Thank you for correcting me. You're right, because it's easy. It's even when I'm thinking of the words, it's easy to slide into that thing.
Let's have a think about, right, Bucks Fizz. And I've noticed it with Mike Stock, who...
Mike Stock posts some pretty far out stuff.
Right. He's been nothing but supportive to this show.
Oh.
And you wouldn't think that this isn't his politics at all.
No.
And we're not political, but you would think that this was a bit too peace and love for him from what he posts,
yeah,
right?
He's very pro-Trump, and he tweets some anti-Islamic stuff. He
loves us, right? He got rich in the 1980s, which was a decade of... Yeah. Greed is good, Gordon Gekko, that whole thing, right? And he, you know, came up from, you know, he wasn't born rich, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people like that who thought that it's just about graft and you can pull yourself up from your bootstraps. And that was okay. So why do you think that someone who got rich in the 80s isn't going to be right-leaning?
But also, I don't care what Mike Stock's politics are. I don't care, because I'm not especially politically minded. And I realise that what sometimes when I say stuff politically, it sounds a bit sixth form, but I don't care. All I care is Mike Stock wrote some brilliant, brilliant pop songs, or produced some brilliant pop songs and wrote them, and some of my favourite songs from the 80s, and invited me to his house for a couple of hours and made me a cup of tea and was, I think he got his servants to make me a cup of tea. But, no, he made me a cup of tea. He did make me a cup of tea and was an absolute delight to me. That's all I care about. That's all I care about. And that's okay. That's okay to be friendly to someone and receive friendly gestures from someone, even if you completely, completely disagree with their politics. That's okay. And we've lost that now.
Yeah. We don't. Here's the big secret that no one is saying. You don't have to pick sides. You don't have to pick sides. And also, whatever happened to disagreeing with someone without falling out with them?
Yeah. It's funny, our world. I have no, and this is again something else that isn't popular or fashionable at the moment. I have no conclusion to that little spiel. I have no final, definite thought about it. I'm doing what we do on this show, and which we're still allowed to do on this show. I'm just kicking ideas around and trying to join up some bits and pieces and make some understanding of how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking and what I have seen in the world. And I just was really surprised at the meanness thrown at Jay Ashton. Again, the jokes are fine. That's what we do in a healthy society. You're allowed to.
Also, she's a quote-unquote famous person, so they're not real, are they?
No, but also, she's a quote-unquote famous person from a NAF band, perceived as NAF band. Yeah. So it's easier to do that. David Van Day stuff was funny because he made a really crappy video and look ridiculous.
Also, he takes himself incredibly seriously.
And he tried to steal Bucks of his. I don't know. I have no conclusion. I have no thoughts.
Here's my thought.
Please.
Ask yourself why you're bothered.
Yeah.
If you are bothered. Are you really, though? Or is it just you've kind of, we've been sort of trained to feel this way about each other.
Yeah.
When my mum was growing up, you never told anyone which way you voted.
Yeah. And it's true, we have been trained. My knee-jerk reaction when I saw it was, oh my God, what a scumbag. That's my knee-jerk reaction. Knee-jerk reactions are fine, you can't control them. It's the second, third and fourth thoughts that you have. And I just thought, why am I allowing myself to be dragged into that? She was really, really nice to me. She's not killed anybody. She's not, you know, she was really nice to me. And I've got to be honest, I still fancy her as much as I did when I was a 13-year-old lad, you know. And they put on a really, really good show. Mike loves politics from the Beach Boys. He's right, he's a Trump supporter. I don't care.
But arguably he's a product of his generation.
Kelsey Grammer, he's a Trump supporter. I don't care. I don't care. When I met him, he was lovely to me, he was lovely to you. That's fine.
Do you know what? There'll come a time when our kids and our grandkids are embarrassed of our politics.
Yeah, yeah.
And they think we're old fashioned.
Yeah.
And don't ignore them. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
That was all right back then. She doesn't know.
It's a funny old world, isn't it? Anyway, Marie, stay there. You'll be next. Thank you for your patience. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. And we are proud to say that whatever her politics, we are fans of Jay Ashton. And here's the thing. I'm glad she didn't die of cancer because she was really, really ill. I'm glad she's still around. This is Talk Radio.
It's electric. It's eclectic. It's always rule-free. It's the Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
It's Jay Ashton. I kept saying Ashton. And then as I was saying it, it was wrong. Because I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Marie. Good evening, Marie.
Ian.
Marie.
Hi.
Hello there.
Yeah, you've got the lovely voice and the charm and everything.
Thank you.
So now you have to pretend that you're 10 to 20 years older.
Right.
And heterosexual.
Yes.
And you have a child.
Right.
With a developmental lifelong disability.
Okay.
And you have to decide whether you one is fine with his dad or not.
You have to decide what? Sorry, it's not the greatest line. You have to decide what?
I know. We are in a kind of forest and the signal is bad.
Okay. This is the forest in Windsor, yes?
Yeah, that's one. I don't like that you keep things on record. I don't...
No record, I just remembered it. You don't like that I remembered something.
I'd like to think that I'm very anonymous here and that nobody I know can hear this. Because the people who know me and who have all my voice messages and inboxes full, who I can't face yet, who are very worried about me, I can't talk to them. I prefer to just talk to a stranger like you.
Okay.
So we had a lovely summer's evening. We have a big trampoline out, and we've been watching the stars come out because it was cloudless. There are clouds now with Wixie, and his telescope arrived tonight, but we couldn't figure it out. And it was his dad's turn, because before we did things together, when he was a baby, I'd wake him up in the middle of the night when there was a full moon and show him the moon, even if it was winter. I knew the stars as a kid in South Africa. In England, it's rare to have an uncloudy evening. We couldn't make the telescope work, but we could make the binoculars work.
Yes.
And it's just sad that we don't do these things together anymore.
You don't do these things together anymore.
Well, I don't know what to call him. With that, I have to decide whether we're going to be a family or a split family.
Why do you... you mean getting back... You mean being with your child's father?
Yeah.
Right. Well, why do you have to decide?
Well, he did something stupid a few months ago and I found out about it 4 weeks ago, which...
Found out what? I've missed something vital, sorry, and it's probably me just not being able to focus probably. What did you find out 4 weeks... What did you find out 4 weeks ago?
I don't want to put all my dirty laundry out here. But he did something very stupid.
He had an affair?
Well, obviously, yeah. And it just makes me reevaluate everything, and I'm kind of reversing into where I was before I met him. And I want to not jump into anything because I'm needy or desperate. I want to reevaluate my life and decide whether I really want to be with this man.
That sounds like a very healthy thing to do, that we should all be doing at various points.
He's been my best friend for 18 years, yes, and my husband for 17 years, and my kid can't cope with change, and we've built a life together.
Yeah.
And I have our animals around us, and, you know, everything we've built together around me, and I can't sleep, and I'm half pissed, which is why I'm phoning you.
Yes.
I also have chronic back pain, and my painkillers just don't do the job. It's a big decision, but I'm more than middle-aged, which I don't know if you can relate to. I'm not into women. And I can count on my one hand the men who did it for me in my life. I've met some amazing people all over the world, and he was not my greatest love. He was my compromise, but he was very happy. Laugh at each other.
Well, you said a big old thing. If this guy is your compromise, you have to decide whether you want to compromise the compromise.
I was happy with what I had, and he wasn't.
You might be happier without him or with somebody else.
I don't think somebody else is a very realistic option, all things considered. Lots of things considered. My darling, you're single. You don't have...
I'm not single.
You don't... Well, whatever. You don't have...
Whatever.
Oh, shit. Ow!
Sorry?
Ow! I just slipped on my kid's ramp.
Oh, God. On a ramp?
A ramp. I built him a very long ramp sloping down the garden, and it has a proper ramp.
Are you okay?
It's wet because of the dew, and I was walking on it, and I slipped.
Okay, well, don't walk on a ramp at 10 to 11 at night.
Gone barefoot. Okay, so there you've got it. How do you decide? Can a middle-aged woman, not bad-looking, with a great personality, make other choices in her life, or is she just doomed to accept what she's got?
What would be the best thing for your child?
Well, my kid, he can't adjust to change, and he has to have the house we live in, which is all he's known ever.
Okay. What would be the best thing?
He has to have his mum and dad, and whether we're together or separate.
Well, at some point, he's not going to have his mum and dad.
Well, I'm trying to get him used to not lying on the trampoline together.
Okay, but at some point, you and your husband are going to be dead. So
yeah.
He's not going to have his mum and dad forever.
Yeah, and that is why, you know, my kid is autistic, but his amazing abilities are coming through now. He's 7 going on 8.
Yeah.
Over this holiday, when I've been able to spend 24/7
with him, there are autistic kids whose parents have split up before. And I know every single autism is completely different. Hang on a second. Autistic kids have been through divorces and have survived.
I know, but there's a spectrum, and they're all different.
But autistic kids with all varying degrees have been through divorces. You cannot create a fantasy world around a child.
Thank you, but I'm the one with the experience here.
Okay, I have experience as well of life, and you cannot create. So I'm going to ignore that tone, because I know you're drunk and you're upset. You cannot create a fantasy world around a child.
Thank you. This is decent advice.
But I know it's the best.
Mind. It's not a factor I can ignore. But he's getting used to the idea of going and so on.
Okay,
that's all I wanted to say. Your other topic seemed a bit light and superficial, and I just wanted to bring a bit of real life. Okay, darling.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Your tone has made me feel I've allowed
sorry,
your tone
I'm
to
sorry,
make me. Can I say something?
Yeah, but I got things from your tone in the past as well.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I've allowed your tone to make me feel very, very uncomfortable. And patronised.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm just saying.
I'm just so frustrated.
I know you are, and you're taking it out on me because I'm not a real person, and that's unfair.
Sorry, darling. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying it because I want to hear you. Sorry. I just want you to be aware that your words and your tone has an influence on the world around you, and your criticisms of me and my show.
I have
not made me forget. Now listen, I'm not saying that because in the great scheme of things, it's nothing.
I would have phoned you if I thought you and your show, you were a loser and your show was hopeless.
Hopeless.
Your show has given me a lot of laughs. Can I just add that I've been cooped up in a lovely, lovely place with a big garden and animals and
You're very, very lucky then.
For 6 weeks now, and I'm kind of really, really need to get out, but at the same time I'm fearing the end of the holiday because I need to find a job. I'm in teaching. I do supply teaching at present. It doesn't pay much, and it doesn't pay when you don't work.
Okay.
And
I'm gonna say thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say thank you for your call. Can I set you some homework, Marie? As you're
Set me homework. Do it.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
But you might find it quite difficult.
Okay.
Practice listening to people.
Yeah, but this is a radio thingy where you get like a minute and then you get cut off. Remember that.
Practice listening to people.
Okay. I have a background in psychology. I'm very trained in listening.
Practice listening to people and not thinking what you're going to say in response while they're saying it, and actually saying something, actually responding in a meaningful human way that connects with what they've just said.
Darling, I'm the one who can be cut off at any second. Remember that? Can I give you some homework?
No, because I don't need it. I don't need it. And I think you do.
Okay, the fact that you don't think you need it is a bit of a problem.
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't need it because I've not been rude in this phone call. I've been nothing but polite. And I've been nothing but polite, well-mannered and sober.
I've enjoyed your show. It's really, really...
It's really superficial.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and isn't that wonderful?
No, it was for the past 15 minutes.
Superficiality is wonderful. Yeah. And we should all embrace it more.
Don't be difficult, dear. I have enjoyed your show. Otherwise, I wouldn't have tuned in and I wouldn't have phoned in again.
Okay.
Take that.
Really try and listen to people, because you haven't listened to one thing I've said in this phone call.
D-I-T-T-O. Ditto.
That's cold and that's rude.
I'll do my homework.
I don't think you will.
I'll do my homework. And, you know, you are a bit stuck on me. And I am at present as well. And it's because I'm stressed.
Au contraire. I'm not stuck on me. Marie, in this instance, I'm not interested, because I've listened. Sure. And you've been very rude. Yeah, you have. And I'm saying it in a very polite...
I'm not a rude person. I love plants. I love animals. I love kids.
Give me a call when you're sober. Maybe that's the issue.
I'm one of the most nurturing people you'd ever meet.
I don't believe you.
Nah.
I don't believe you. Not when you're drunk. Certainly not. Maybe when you're sober, you could be. Who knows? But
really
not when you're drunk.
I'm not that drunk. I'm just really, really drunk.
Well, you're either drunk or you're rude. It's one of the two. I'm going to say drunk.
No. There's also chronic pain that just gets you. And you can't shake it. I'm seeing an orthopedic surgeon this Thursday. It may change my life.
Me. No engagement.
Ian.
No engagement.
Ian. If this was a personal call, I'll take it further. But I know your time on the radio is limited.
No, we've got all the time. We're here till 1 o'clock. The news can wait.
Okay. Well, I feel weight loss.
Okay. Thanks for your call. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Dear Angie, just these lines to confirm something you may know. Dear Angie, please excuse the writing, it's my nerves, you know. Train today, took my heart and soul away. I can't wait till Friday night, see you touch you, hold you tight. Dear Angie, how's your folks and relatives? I hope they're well.
I like that. Sam's back!
Yay!
Hey, Sam.
Hello.
Okay, that's all we allow.
Semi-frequent Sam.
Semi-frequent, semi-Sam, as we call him for short. But then we discovered that was actually quite rude. 0344, nice to have you back, man. Hope you are. 0344-499-1000, Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. It's a late night show unlike any other. Do you know who's on LBC right now? Do you know?
Go on.
Let's dip in to hear who we're up.
Is it?
Go on.
Is it Priva?
No! It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Now, we might lose a few listeners. I suspect we've gained a few listeners tonight. Hang on a minute, we've got to skip past an ad because they've got a website that makes money. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. Chris, Brian, George, stay there. We'll come to you in a second. If you want to give us a call tonight, you're very welcome. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. You speak to Sam, he takes your name and number and gives you a call straight back. We're sort of streaming on Periscope tonight, but we're not really meant to, so don't mention it. Periscope.tv/Ian Lee. So this is who we're up against right now on the other station.
That is not doing anyone any favours. And frankly, if anything, it encourages the traffic.
This is a caller.
And encourages ordinary, desperate people to risk their lives. It's that thought, that belief.
It's not as bad as Priva.
Once you get here, Rusty all Lee? Will be well.
I mean, how many are? How many of the people who come have been sent back to France?
It feels like someone's flobbed in my ears.
And he's talking about immigrants.
There we go. There's a surprise. And we are as well. I think there's too many brown people and too many white people. I think there's too many blonde people. I think there's too many people.
I don't think there's enough. What do you think? Call me now.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. What do you think? Are there? Oh, balls, there we go. Are there?
Too many people.
Let's go to Brian. Good evening, Brian.
Hi.
Hello, Brian. What you got for us?
I was just going to comment on that lady who was just been on there just a moment
Catherine
ago.
Catherine Boyle? She's atrocious. I hate her.
No. The lady who had been drinking.
Oh, the lady on before the news. Sorry, I thought you meant Catherine. Too. I'll take that back.
Probably not a good idea to ring up a station if you've had a few drinks because obviously emotions do come out. But I wasn't quite sure whether she was like discussing getting rid of her husband or finding somebody new.
I don't know, maybe that's part
of... she was weighing it all up, wasn't she?
Looking at all aspects of it. Here's the thing, I think people that... sometimes they provide the best radio, sometimes they provide the worst radio. I don't really know. I wish her peace and love and success and, you know...
I did feel for her, like, I mean, I just felt a bit, you know, what I mean by that is, I mean, like, you know, I felt a bit, like, sad for her because obviously she seemed really, like, upset and stuff, so I just want to tell her that I'm, like, listening and thinking about that, so there you go.
There you go. Hey, you're a good man, Brian.
Oh, thank you. Do you know what I was going to ask you, right? This is completely irrelevant, I don't know. I was thinking about music from the 1980s, and I was just going to ask you, whatever happened to the musical youth, because I used to like them.
They're still going. They live in Birmingham.
Right.
The youth of today, it's got lots to say. It's our life, it's our future. So we're living today, so don't blame the youth. They're still going. I think they get together, like, maybe once or twice a year to play, like, festivals and stuff. I think they've got jobs now. They're not kids. They're grown up. I hate to break that to you. They're grown up. But I think they get together, like, once or twice a year and do, like, a big, you know, players will be on the bill of a festival somewhere.
Right.
I think.
I just think they're great. I was only a kid at the time, and I almost remember them. Do you know what I mean? Pastor Dutchie and all the other ones you have today.
And, of course, a Biddly Biddly Bomb.
Oh, I don't think I have you saying that anymore, although we've got you. Do I have you saying that? No, I have you saying this.
Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy? That's one of their lesser-known hits.
was a B-side.
That one happens.
They were a great little band, Brian. A great band. Yeah, I think. Hang on a second. Really here we go. Let's find out. Because let's find out. Let's type in musical youth. Because I'm sure when I did a show on WM that one of them came on and did was the judge on iPod Roulette for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that.
Musical youth. The band return.
Oh, Jesus. Blimey, cough it up. Might be a piano.
The band band returned in 2001 as a duo. Dennis still performs in 2019. Kelvin performed in 2018. Yeah, they haven't done anything for a couple of years, but they're still around.
Great. Yeah. Listen, I really enjoyed the show. I'm glad you're back. I know you've been on holiday with your children and that's good, so we're glad you're back anyway, Ian.
Right, you're a good man. Thank you very much indeed. It is appreciated. So, did I drop a swear? Because suddenly we've got a full switchboard. As Brian goes, that opens up a line. Let's go to Nick. Good evening, Nick.
Hello, Ian. Yeah, I just want to say the musical youth have got lots to say. There you go. And also, before when you were saying there were too many of this, that and the other people, you missed out me. I'm Ginger. You didn't say there were too many gingers.
I love gingers. There's not enough gingers. I love...
My nephews are gingers.
I love gingers. I want everybody gone apart from gingers. I love them. Love them. I love. It's funny, isn't it? Because I do get the bullying of gingers because it's as kids we look for differences. We look for differences.
Yeah. It's also historic, you know.
Is it historic? Go on. Yeah.
In medieval times, there was a superstition about ginger people.
If you saw them before midday, it was bad luck or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's also a thing in Italy. I remember an Italian friend telling me that there was a ginger thing. But also, do you know what the superstition was? They were the product of people having sex on their period.
Oh, I've heard that, actually.
So there's their unclean type thing. Yeah.
I've heard that. And yet...
But also, isn't the rumour that... the belief, or again, the superstition, that Judas was redheaded?
Right. Really? Why do people say gingers?
I don't know actually where the ginger thing comes from. I don't know.
Like the word gingers. I don't like that.
I've had red hair for a year now and I flipping love it.
Yeah, honestly, some of the, I think people look beautiful with whatever their hair, even if they're bald. I think people are beautiful. I love everybody, but not living. I know there's too many of them living here and they should all go back home. I think he's the current.
Yeah. Kick me back up to Scotland.
There we go. Thank you. Anything else, Nick?
Take care.
Thank you, mate. There you go. It was a nice, jolly little call. 0344-499-1000. Let's go to James. Good evening, James.
Hello, Lee.
Hello. You have me at a disadvantage, as you know my surname, but I don't know yours.
Yeah, you do. I phoned you last night.
Okay. And what's your surname?
Berry.
Yes, with a nice wife.
Oh, it's this
That's
guy.
The one.
This guy is troublemaker, this piece of trash.
The missus was in stitches last night. She came downstairs because I was obviously downstairs. She was upstairs.
Yeah, I can see what's wrong with your relationship.
No, not at all. I was watching a bit of the news.
Which bit?
Just about see what was going on in the world, really.
Oh, yeah, what's happening? Anything?
just boring stuff, Brexit,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Really. And then she kept playing it today, going on. I said to her, I'm gonna ring him again tonight. No, you went. What are you going to ask him?
Well, I want to know. What are you going to ask him?
I'm dying to know.
I was just wondering what sort of music tickles your fancy, and I heard you talking about Bucks Fizz.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering what sort of, what you like to listen to when you're, I don't know, in the car or something.
I like to listen to, I'm a big fan of white 60s pop.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Whitesnake then.
God, no, we played some Whitesnake the other night. No, I'm very much Beatles, Monkees, Beach Boys, Who, that kind of stuff, with a few other, you know, a few differences, but that's generally where I tend to gravitate towards.
Oh, cool. So what about you, Kath?
Well, I have been into soul for quite a long time, but I like a bit of everything. At the moment, I'm on a massive Kiss jag.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so a bit of everything. I just like, tell you what I really like, a pumping bass.
Ooh, yeah, love it. Pumping bass.
And a busy jangly guitar.
Yes.
You can't beat a bit of air guitar, can you? Come on.
Beautiful.
What do you like, James? I'm not interested, I'm just being polite.
Me? I didn't think you would be.
I'm going to punch this guy in the throat. I'm going to karate kick his head off.
I like a bit of everything, really. A bit of rap, bit of, really, on sort of guitar, bit of AC/DC, Oasis, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, so you like shit bands? Okay.
Oh, I can't believe you said that.
James, nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much indeed. 03444991000, this is Talk Radio.
Dead of Night Discourse for Disco Queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy Farmers.
Aye, aye.
And Distant Fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
Okay. Catherine, you've got three doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
In one of them is, in one of them is a burning fire that will kill you instantly.
I'll go in the one with the lion that has been fed for 3 months.
Not playing that game.
Oh.
In the second door is, a mass killer who's going to kill you quickly. No, slowly and painfully. Torturer and killer.
Forget that.
The third door is a very much alive pack of lions that are hungry and they're going to rip your flesh. That situation is happening to us right now, except replace death with boredom.
Uh-huh.
And that applies to the three calls we got lined up.
So how bored do I want to be, or how do I want to be bored?
So you pick. Do you want, and I know how these work, do you want to be burnt to boredom death? Do you want to be tortured and murdered to boredom death?
No.
Or do you want to be set to fire to boredom death?
Can I go for the lion death?
You want to go to the lion death.
Just rip my head off with it.
Say hello to Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, beautiful Katerina. I'm so pleased that Catherine, you have come back to the studio because Ian is just not himself without you.
No, he's rubbish, isn't he?
Well, he's just not himself. He misses you. He's just weird, you know.
Yeah, he is weird.
I think in future, I've been thinking about this. I think Ian, when you have a holiday, Ian should take a holiday at the same time, not come with you on holiday, because you're with hubby.
It means we have to hand the show over to a stranger.
That's all right. We'll do without you for a week, but Ian is just, he can't handle it when you've gone. It gets weird.
You got a cold?
Ian, darling, we love you very much. Oh, that's nice. Has Ian played some music? Katerina.
When you have a holiday,
Ian should take a holiday at the same time, not come with you on holiday, because you're with hubby. Darling, where are you? Have you turned me off?
We'll do without you for a week. But Ian is just, he can't handle it when you've gone. It gets weird. You got a cold?
Ian, darling, we love you very much. Oh, that's nice. Has Ian played some music? Katerina!
I
can't hang up,
no.
Katerina.
When you have a holiday, Ian should take a holiday at the same time, not come with you on holiday, because you're with hubby.
Darling, where are you? Have you turned me off? We'll do without you for a week, but Ian is just, he can't handle it when you've gone. It gets weird.
You got a cold.
Ian, darling, we love you very much. Oh, that's nice. Has Ian played some music? Katerina!
I can hang up, no.
Katerina. When you have a holiday, Ian should take a holiday at the same time, not come with you on holiday, because you're with hubby. Darling, where are you?
you. Have you turned me off? We'll do without you for a week. But Ian is just, he can't handle it when you've gone.
Bloody hell.
He gets weird.
You've got cold.
Ian, darling, we love you very much. Oh, that's nice. Has Ian played some music? Katerina!
Hello.
When you have a holiday, Ian should take a holiday at the same time, not come with you on holiday, because you'll be tubby. Darling, where are you? Have you turned me off? We'll do without you for a week, but Ian is just, he can't handle it when you've gone.
Bloody hell.
He gets weird.
You've got cold.
Ian, darling, we love you very much. Oh, that's nice. Has Ian played some music? Katerina!
Hello.
When you have a holiday, Ian should take a holiday at the same time, not come with you on holiday, because you'll be tubby.
Hello?
Darling, where are you? Have you turned me off? We'll do without you for a week. But Ian is just, he can't handle it when you've gone.
Bloody hell.
He gets weird.
You've got cold.
Ian, darling, we love you.
I can't listen to this woman. I'm gonna phone up. I can't handle this woman. I thought I was in that case. Bloody hell. I don't like to be rude to people, but gosh. I'd book her a taxi to Cardiff, and I'd book the other taxi to Swansea. I'm sorry. I would. Bloody hell. But, gosh. You want to give up the fags, mate? Hell of a coffee, got it? I'd book her a taxi to Cardiff, and I'd book the other taxi to Swansea. I'm sorry. I would. Bloody hell. Repeating what I said now.
Stop.
I'm gonna end up switching over again to LBC and listen to what's his name? James O'Brien to Cardiff. I book the other taxi to Swansea. I'm sorry. Never mind about that. Right, stop repeating what I said. There's no need of that. Stop trying to wind me up. I don't need it. Repeating what I said now.
Stop.
I'd book the other taxi to Swansea.
What?
I don't need it. Repeating what I said now.
Stop.
It's terrible. This is.
If I'd book the other taxi to Swansea.
What? I don't need it.
Repeating what I said now.
You can't wind me up. Try as much as you want to. You can't.
Idea. See, you...
It's terrible. This is...
I'd book the other taxi to Swansea.
What? I only phoned up to talk about terrible Sweden pop music in the 80s. You're trying to wind me up. I get this over the shop.
See, you...
I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm just going to listen.
Terrible. This is... I book the other taxi to Swansea.
What? I'm not going to say anything now. I only phoned up to talk about terrible Sweden pop music in the 80s. You're cheeky getting me, aren't you? You're trying to wind me up. I get this over the shop.
See, you...
I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm just going to let...
Terrible. This is...
I can take it. I like being wound up. You've got to have a laugh, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello? Ground control to Major Tom. Hello? I can take it. I like being wound up. You've got to have a laugh, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello? Ground control to Major Tom. Hello? I can take it. I like being wound up. You've got to have a laugh, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello? Ground control Major Tom.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu!
Ah, right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
It made me laugh. Hey, Mr. Shopkeeper, I really like the cakes that you sell in your shop, but I don't like the candy bars. I've got to tell you, I don't like the candy bars. Just don't buy the candy bars. Just don't buy the candy bars. Mm-hmm. Don't need to tell me you don't like the candy bars. Just don't buy the candy bars. Carry on buying the cakes. Loads of cakes. Most of this shop is cakes. This whole shop
is, we've got 8 shelves of cakes to the there. There's 2 huge shelves of cakes behind me. And then over here, we're just getting like cake fresh. Every time a fresh cake comes in, we're just putting it up there and you can have it. The candy bars is this tiny, tiny little section. I can only fit 5 candy bars on it at a time. I've got about 632 cakes in the shop at the moment. There's 5 candy bars. You don't like the candy bars? Don't buy the candy bars. Buy the cakes.
Here's the other thing. If you told us you didn't want the candy bars yesterday, and you're telling us again because they're still here, take the hint. Some people like the candy bars.
We have the candy bars because some people like the candy. We sell the candy bars. Maybe sometimes we have 1 or 2 of the 5 candy bars left, but we sell the candy. That's why we have the candy. And here's the thing. No one buys the candy bars. Me and Kath eat the candy bars.
Sometimes only a candy bar will do.
Yeah. We love the candy bars.
Sometimes we lick them, then we put them back in the packet.
Oh, dirty.
People like those more.
03444991000. Graham Clark's enjoying the show. Thank you very much, Graham.
I'm enjoying Graham Clark.
Huh?
I love him.
Clarty Clark. Is Clarty rude? Is that a swear word?
No, just mean.
Oh, I'm thinking of, like, Clart.
I think that's quite bad, yeah.
What does that mean? A period?
Yeah.
Bumble Clark.
Yeah. Why can't I hear talking?
Oh.
Sometimes we lick them, then we put them back in the packet.
Oh, that would be why. I'd left that on.
Love it.
I'd left that on. Catherine and I are trying a brand new way of doing the show, whereby...
We annoy 5 people a night.
We don't do any prep for the show.
Whatsoever. I know. Imagine
that. I'm just trying to... Let me just see if I can... let's close that, actually, because that's going to cause us problems in the future. You're closed. That's gone. All right, that's gone. Now, if I click on... I should have got a little bit of treasure. 03... By the way, switchboard's empty for the first time in the evening. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I'm having real trouble with my computer at the moment. It just ain't real trouble. In as much as it's not really doing what I want it to do. It's not doing any of the things. Where's... Oh, here we go. Here we go. I've got this now.
To be rude to people, but gosh.
There we go. I've got to work out how to put that on a hotkey because that is going to rule the future, that clip. But my hotkeys are full, man. My music thing is full. Dave is full. Talk radio is not full. I can drag it in there. Hang on a minute. We're going to edit it. We're going to boost it up. Here we go. This is my new favourite hotkey.
I don't like to be rude to people, but gosh.
Should have played it for that woman just before 11. Right. The show is back up and running, dear listener. 03444991000. Talk radio. This is Christine. Listening to your program live. What a weird program.
Yeah, thanks.
Callers having their voices recorded and repeated over and over with no comments from presenters. Just silence. What is going on? Makes for uncomfortable listening. Now, if that tweet ended there, I will put that on a poster. But there are 4 more words. You can do better. Thank you. That sounds like a challenge to me.
Ooh.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
We could do it for a whole hour.
I think we could.
I don't like to be rude to people, but gosh.
Oh. In future, that's going to be our response to narky text.
Was that a complaint, Sam?
Yeah.
What did they say?
She just said, I don't know how he can listen to, how people can listen to that. Oh. Firstly, she got your name, she thought you were Ian Collins.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. This is the Ian Collins show.
And, yeah.
The reason people can listen to it, because not everyone's lazy.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. So listen, we haven't got anything for the show, right? We haven't planned anything. We haven't plotted anything. You were watching First Bakes. Bake Off.
First Bakes?
I don't know. I've only ever watched like 5 minutes of the final Bake Off with the two ladies, with the three ladies that didn't want to follow the money to Channel 4 and now no one remembers who they are.
Mel and Sue and Mary Berry.
There we go. it's like a fey English version of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Mary Sue and Mary Berry. So I'd only ever seen 10, and you're watching Bake Off tonight.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it. It's a phenomenon. Mm. It's huge. Obviously it's huge and it survived the transition to Channel 4 that people thought it wouldn't do. Good. Well done. Well done. But I like everybody involved in it. Everybody that is involved in it, I like. But I don't get it. And okay. It's not.
No, it's not. But it's about skill. There's a little bit of a soap opera goes on every year.
Is there?
There's also a bit of schadenfreude.
Is the soap opera working out who Paul Hollywood is knobbed? is that...
There is a lot of sexual tension sometimes in those handshakes. The Hollywood handshake. And I said shake. He does glimmer over the cake sometimes.
Yeah.
I just think it's good clean fun. Except no, it's not good clean fun. It's laden with euphemism.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. What I really love is when things go wrong. And my favourite ever moment on Bake Off was when Ian, who I believe was Ian with just one eye,
okay,
balls it up so badly that instead of taking his cake up to the table, he just binned it.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that was high drama. Everyone went, oh, I can't believe it.
Do you like it, Chris?
Chris?
Are you speaking to me?
Is your name Chris?
Yes.
I don't see anybody else here.
Are you the phrase schadenfreude?
Sprechen Sie English?
No. Pardon?
Yeah. Do you enjoy a bake-off?
No.
By the way, I'm not doing anything here. I'm not doing any loops or anything here. This is actually how Chris functions.
I don't watch things like that.
Sorry?
No. I don't watch things like that.
Okay. Cookery programs.
But...
Would you prefer something a bit harder?
You like quizzes?
Pardon? Say again, Ian.
I said you like...
How dare you?
You like quizzes?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and? Yeah. All right, here's a question for you. Here's a question for you.
I don't like to be rude to people, but... Gosh.
Here's a question.
I'm going to speak over you now.
Here's a question. Well, okay, here's a question.
Chris, you literally
can't speak over us because if you speak while we're speaking, the microphones cut you out.
I was watching, I can't see the TV anymore, but one of the favourite singers back in the 90s, Aerosmith. You're talking about songs... And things.
Jesus Christ.
Heather Small. Oh, she's gorgeous. Heather
is it yesterday?
He's looping himself! Heather Smalls.
Yeah.
I would compare Heather Smalls to Christina Aguilera.
Oh, I spoke about this yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And when you said Heather Small, we went...
What have you done today to make you feel so proud?
Remember?
Yes,
I bet Scylla would have done a killer version
of
that song.
Sorry, Catherine. Sorry, you both.
That's okay.
I know. I got a terrible memory. I'm sure I got Tourette's kicking in.
Okay. But the way that joke should have gone is I got a terrible memory.
You got
anyway.
Tourette's kicking in. Yeah, that's a memory.
I got a terrible memory. But anyway, according to Knight's, talk about Heather Smalls. That's how that joke works out.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. Was there any point to this call, Chris?
I like listening to the both of you. I really do. It makes me smile.
I like listening to you.
It really does.
You met me... Okay, well...
I know you got some nut... Well...
Got some nut... Right proper nut jobs calling in, haven't we, Chris?
Aye.
Isn't it?
You got one on the phone now.
Thanks very much for your call. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Please, can we get some normal service? Resumez-vous, s'il vous plaît, monsieur, madame. Pardonnez-moi. How you doing? Dear listener, I'm asking you, how are you doing? You good? You okay? Just checking in. Just checking in. You might want to phone up and share how you're getting on. I'll tell you why. I'm doing really, really well at the moment. After years of primarily doing very badly, I'm doing really well at the moment. I've had a couple of months of being very happy. Happy. Imagine. And, of having a couple of situations develop, but actually handling them in a very mature way and not allowing myself to sink into a funk around it and carry that, these issues around me, actually dealing with the issues, against resistance from other people, but doing what I felt was right. And the reason I'm saying this is not to kind of rub my nose, your nose in it, not to show off and go, hey, I'm great. But I just think it's important. I share a lot, as you will know, when I'm feeling low and when I'm feeling miserable and when I'm struggling. And it kind of dawned on me, I should probably also share when stuff is all right and is upbeat and is going really well, because I know some people take solace when I share like the down stuff, and that the they're not the only person that's going through it. And I think it's important as well to share that actually things can impress. You know, I nearly killed myself twice this year. Imagine that, Sam. Twice this year. I was all set to do it. And, now I want to suck every last drop out of life, while I can. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is, in a roundabout way, is don't kill yourselves. Things might pick up at some point, and that's all. 0344 499 1000. There's nothing better, I find, than you go to the cinema, right? And cinema tickets are so expensive these days. They're so expensive. And sometimes you pay and you see a film, and you get to the end of the film, and it's not very good. So what I like is I like to know how films end before I go, so that I know whether I need to, I'm going to waste money or anything. So who can we ask to tell us what happens at the end of films before we have seen them? It's our good friend, it's Keith from Wigan. Good evening, Keith.
Hi, Ian here. It's good to speak to you.
It must be.
Yeah, I've not spoken to you for a while. I have this other experience, because I fall asleep with my earphones in, and once or twice, I've woken up in the, you know, a certain time, and you mentioned me Keith spoiler. I thought I was in some sort of, like, I couldn't work out what
sort of psychedelic
was going
porno.
On. I just couldn't work. I didn't know because I was at work at home. I, well, it's quite flattering actually. But
don't
thank
do,
you
don't
for
do
mentioning
drugs.
Me.
When have I mentioned you?
Hey. Say again?
When have I mentioned you?
I in between since I last spoke to you, you said, I just heard my name, Keith Spoiler, so it just tickled me.
Okay.
Well, I'll just give you, so all I'm ringing up for tonight is,
ruin the end of a film for us?
No, a tip, actually.
Oh.
It's called,
Is it to do with standing 150 metres away from points of interest?
From, Stonehenge, and yeah, you know, it seems to be, here we go again, round the mulberry bush. Now, it's
become a meme. What is your why?
I stumbled across,
yes.
I don't have Netflix, but a series called Mindhunter.
Do you not know anyone that has Netflix? Because that's how it works, is someone has Netflix, and then five other people ponce off their Netflix.
Yeah, that's how it happened with my daughter, actually.
Good lad. Well, I'm going to have to report her to the police now that you've told me that, because it's illegal.
But then sometimes your friend's got Netflix and you won't let you use it anymore.
Yeah, sometimes your friend realises he's paying for his ex-wife, his ex-in-laws and his best mate all to watch Netflix when he hardly watches it. And then when he does watch it, it's all Greek shit and Barbie stuff. So he then goes down to just one, to the cheapest subscription service of Netflix, which is $5.99, which means you can only watch it on one thing, which means everybody everybody else has to get their own Netflix.
Tight git.
Tight git. That doesn't want Barbie. You might, judging your viewing history, you might like this Barbie rubbish.
It's a good film.
It was, actually. I will give you that. It was a good film.
Yeah, it's just, I wanted to give you a tip on this.
Mindhunter.
Yeah, David Finchley. And it's based on the work of John Douglas.
Okay, just tell us how it ends.
And I'm not being Donny, I'm just giving you a tip.
Okay.
It's worth watching.
It sounds rubbish.
He was the innovator of the behavioral science unit in Quantico, Virginia. You know, that sort of like underpinned a lot of the Lecter films. So there's two series of it.
It doesn't really sound like my cup of tea, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that, actually, to be honest with you. Anyway, I thought anybody a tip, it's absolutely top draw. And I saw Tarantino's film.
Oh, that looks so boring.
Yeah, well, you say this a lot to people. What,
no, boring? I don't. Someone I really respect.
Plender says Mindhunter is whack.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Have you seen Mindhunter?
A Plender has, and he says it's whack.
Someone I really trust tweeted that the new Tarantino film is long and boring. I don't like Tarantino movies. I think they're dull. I think they're whack.
Well, to be honest with you, I agree that there's been quite a few in between that don't see me, but this one I thought has absolutely nailed it, to be honest with you. But I back to Mindhunter, I think it's
whack. Would you say it's whack?
Whatever you say.
Oh.
So I hope you're all right, Cast. Well, would you have a look at Mindhunter?
No, because I can't get Netflix anymore, because of Barbie.
What is your daughter's login?
How dare you? I'm not talking about my daughter's logs.
I'm talking about her login.
Oh, sorry, I missed that one.
How do we log into your daughter's account? Is there, like, a back door we can sneak through?
Yeah, dare you talking about my daughter's back door and kicking it in.
What? Didn't mention kicking it in, Keith. You took it.
That's disrespectful. We just knock.
Just... I ring the doorbell. Let's go to Marie. Good evening, Marie.
Ian. it's all me. I've got my sense of humour with me now.
Okay.
Okay. You played a song earlier this evening.
We don't really allow double bubble.
Oh, what is on? Do I have something on?
We don't really allow people to come on a second time unless there's something...
Okay. I wanted to say, the Afrikaans song you played earlier tonight...
Don't think I played... I didn't play an Afrikaans song. I think you should go to bed, is what I'm going to say.
Darling.
Go to bed.
I was sober with you. And I slipped on a 40-meter-long path.
Yeah, I think you should go to bed, because I was very polite during your last passive-aggressive phone call, and I don't really want to endure another one. There's that listening skill. Where's that listening skill gone that we talked about, Marie? Where's that listening skill gone that we talked about?
The translation of the song.
Okay, thanks very much for your call. Let's go to just no interpersonal skills whatsoever.
Hey.
Hello, Andre.
Hey, how you doing, little mucker? I spoke to you for blue ages.
What's happened? Have you been into rehab or something?
Not yet. Well, what's up?
You sound absolutely sober.
Well, that's the sort of guy I am, I'm afraid.
Well, turn your radio off.
It's not a radio, it's a lappy, actually.
Okay.
I'll turn the lappy down, all right? There you go.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you.
Any news?
Yeah, it's a boy.
Oh, nice one. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. Yes, 16 pounds, 5 ounces.
Cool, big one.
It's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, as cat.
She's recovering. She's worn out. It was some labour. But she's worn out, but she's doing well. I'll put her on, she's saying she's well enough to talk. I'll put her on the phone now, Andre. It's Andre, right. He wants to have a word. He wants to know about the baby.
What baby?
The baby we had today, 16 pounds, 8 ounces.
What?
That's why you're all sweaty. You had a baby. She's a bit out of it, Andre. She's a little bit too much of the old, well, let's say the gas and air, but we had the window open. It's a bit of the old wacky-backy. It's Andre, talk to Andre. He wants to talk to you.
Right.
Talk to you about the baby.
What baby?
Cass, you got any words tonight?
What baby?
Well, any words.
What baby?
I'm so economical with the words.
What baby?
You've had a baby.
What?
You've had a baby. That, it doesn't matter. It means nothing about it, yeah?
I've had two.
How are you doing, anyway? Hello?
Hang on a minute. I've got to go and feed that.
She's just gone to feed the baby, Andre.
I've something
about
you!
Okay, all right, on. Yeah.
Take that in.
Andre, we got to go. The baby's crying.
Okay, good night, then.
All right, thanks, Andre. We're going to call it Andre after you.
Yeah, go on, son. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you.
Three, four, 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 nine, nine, 1,000. I'm confused by this. What does this mean, Catherine? So I tweeted, I have to say that... Oh, my headphones. Marie, put the phone down. It ain't happening. Have to say that Jay Aston was nothing but delightful to me when I met her. It's true. Strange times when we're told we can't be friendly with people who have different politics to us. This binary aggressive culture is killing us, kids. And then this website, We Are Cult, who, a great website. They do a lot of great books. And I nearly published a book with a major. We talked about it a few years ago, but never got around to it. Have just retweeted that with, what a load of disingenuous bollocks. Kind of proving the point, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't quite know what they mean by that. First of all, I was hoping it was a joke.
Also, why tweet that from a business account? It is a business, right?
Yeah. Oh, look, a couple of people, and then so it's been liked, but it's been liked by someone. What is going on in the world? What is going on? It's been liked by, a guy called Paul Gannon, who I sort of know a little bit and have always got on very well with.
Ask him what they mean.
I don't want to get involved in a conversation. I don't really care enough to get involved in a conversation, but,
Aren't people funny?
Aren't people funny? These are people that I've not met with. I've met Gannon, and we've always got on really well. So why is going on with people? That's made me feel really uncomfortable.
Mm.
That's made me feel really uncomfortable. I mean, the block button is hovering, but is that oversensitive to block? I mean,
I just don't know what they mean.
I don't know what that means. What a load of disingenuous bollocks. Well, he's saying
that you don't mean that. Disingenuous means you're saying something that you actually don't mean.
Well, they're obviously they're using the word incorrectly. Then I interpret that they're saying what I'm saying is bollocks.
Mm.
Is right.
You know it. Disingenuous means it's nonsense and you know it.
Well, I'm not going to get engaged in a conversation with it because I don't really care. It's Jay Aston from Bucks. It's not the hill I'm going to die on. But
the whole point is it's also unnecessary and they're being unnecessarily antagonistic about something that really doesn't.
Unnecessary. But it's not like it's randoms. It's not like it's randoms. It's a tweet from someone I've had not massive dealing with. I'm a fan of what they do. It's a great website. And liked by someone who, at one point was asking me for work experience here. And it's made me uncomfortable, which is fine. I'm allowed to feel uncomfortable and that's fine. And that's not only where criticism of these two is. It's my physical reaction to that.
Do they think you're doing a thing? Is that what it is?
I just don't know myself.
Other people's behaviour is none of our business.
It isn't. But it really is. It's a strange old world, isn't it? It's a strange old world. I just want to get on with people. And do you know what? I get on with people that voted Brexit. And I'm sure I've got on with someone who is now a member of the Brexit Party. I've got on with her. So what? What is your problem? Oh, man alive. 0344 499 1000. Really scratching my head. If anyone's got any understanding of what just happened there, do let me know, because I just don't understand what's going on in the world. Good evening, Jerry.
People are strange when you're a strange. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Hello.
Hello, Jerry. Thanks for singing The Doors to me. What can I do for you?
Thank you. Hey, if you don't mind behind the glass, just help me, Jerry. Thank you for being a very nice man. Being a very nice man, the man behind the glass.
Who's the very... Oh, Sam?
Sam, is it Sam?
Sam is a very, very nice man.
He's just helped me a lot. He's very efficient, so thank you, Sam. Good man.
Sam...
How are you, Mr. Lee?
He's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman. That sounds foxy this evening. Yeah. Is your sister or something? She sounds very sort of husky.
Husky?
Husky.
Well...
No fragile to all, gosh, husky. Hello.
I'm struggling to understand you tonight, Jerry. Is the Parkinson's playing up? The heat, I suppose.
Heat is... Are you still there?
Yeah.
Your speech is murder. I'm sweating, Bucky.
The heat is not great. The heat is not great at the best of times.
So say goodbye.
All right, then. Bye-bye. 0344... Jerry's got Parkinson's, and the heat for a condition like that is... it ain't good. I'm just going to say... Marie, please don't call us again this evening. Can we go home early? Is Paul in? Paul Ross, are you in? Marie, are you there? No. Okay, fine. I expect she will be again in about 30 seconds. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I feel discombobulated. That is the only word. I feel unsettled that two people that I can feel a burning in my arms. Isn't that funny?
The kindest way to think of this is they've misunderstood something.
I don't know what's going on. I don't understand it.
They must have misunderstood something.
Or, or not? Am I supposed to? I can't hate people in the Brexit Party just because they're in the Brexit Party. I don't really care about politics, but I can disagree with their politics. No, it's not disingenuous bollocks. That's my story. She was so delightful to me. All three of them were, Buck says, so charming to me. So delightful, so friendly, so generous with their time. I'm not going to badmouth them because one of them's in a political party that I disagree with. Of course I'm not going to badmouth them. It's what a...
I think it's bizarre.
I don't know what's going on. I tell you what we need tonight. Right, this is what we're going to do. Sam, relax. Relax, Evo. S'il vous plaît. We are going to take calls straight to air because there's a very strange vibe going on. It's been a strange show anyway. I feel physically burning in my arms.
Wow.
It's a physical reaction to this. Mm. Isn't it? I'm always interested in my physical reactions to emotions and things. I react very physically. And so I'm feeling something weird in my arms because of that. So let's reset the clock. Let's reboot. We're going to take calls straight to air between now and one. You can call in about anything you want, right? If you want to phone up and have a go, do it. If you want to phone up and make a fart noise for 60 seconds, do it. We won't be taking withheld numbers tonight because I won't say who you are. You come on and you can then decide to, if you want to announce who you are. But I won't take withheld numbers because I would like some honesty from you if you decide to call in. And what I mean by that is you're not hiding behind an avatar. You're not hiding behind a fake name. You're not hiding behind a withheld number. Okay. That's all I mean. It's not so that we can trace your number. It's not so that I can go, it says on here, your name is Steve and you're from Bedford. And I'm not going to do that. If you choose to introduce, I will just do what I normally do. I'll go, hello, line one, you're on the wireless. If you choose to use your name, that is entirely up to you. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. But it feels like there's a lot of anger and a lot of weirdness and something's going on. Let's see if we can, in the next 45 minutes or so, let's see if we can work out what that is. 0344-499-1000. Let's go to Ray. Good evening. I just did it then. Let's go to line one. Good evening, line one.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, hello. Yeah. Hey, Dazza.
Dazza! Dazza the cab driver.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm very, very well, Dazza.
Good. Well, you know what? I thought I'd ring in and I'd like to share with you and your listeners, right, a few of the nicknames some of the cab drivers have got.
Okay.
Right.
Let's have it.
So let me hit you with one first, right? Yeah. One of them is called The Shadow, right? And
let me guess, he's a black man.
Why? What?
Is he a black man?
No, not at all.
No, I tell you why, because it's just dawned on me that Shadow in the Gladiators, he was a black guy, wasn't he? And is that why he was called the Shadow?
I don't know. I don't remember Shadow.
There was Shadow, wasn't there? Am I just being massively racist?
Yeah.
Sam is our Gladiators expert. Sam?
Yes, there was a Shadow, but he was only in it very briefly because he was kicked out for doing steroids.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm looking at a picture of him.
Ooh.
Who knew?
Oh, Sam, thank you. Go on, Daz, I apologise. Go on, mate.
Anyway, the geezer was so boring, yeah, you'd walk away from him and he'd follow you. In other words, he'd be your shadow. Right?
Ah.
Walk away and he'd keep badgering you, telling you stuff you don't want to know, you're not interested, and he'd follow you. And one of the cabbies said to me, walk around your cab and watch him follow you. And he done it.
Oh.
And then he's called the Shadow, right? I've got another fella, right? Yeah. There's a cabbie, yeah? He's called the Count of Monte Cristo.
Go on.
Right? Because when he talks, everything is, he hands everything up. It's grandeur. If he mentions his wife's car, he's talking about, not his wife's car, he'll say,
Oh, yeah, the C-Class saloon with the 9G tronic transmission, 32 point, miles per gallon.
Do these people know?
We stayed in a really opulent five-star hotel.
Opulent.
And it's like, don't need to know that, right?
Do these people know their nicknames?
That is a great question, and I don't think they do.
Right.
I've got a couple more, right? This is really good, right? Fella's called the Sniper's Nightmare, right? And what happens is, and I've witnessed it, I've spoke to him, I've seen it for myself, and it's true.
Yeah.
He scratches his bum a lot.
Oh,
right?
No, dirty when boy.
No, listen. When he's talking to you, but he steps side to side, right? Keeps stepping side to side. And someone said to me, one of the cabbies said,
worms,
if there was a sniper trying to take a headshot, they'd miss.
Of course, we know we shouldn't laugh, but the number of taxi drivers taken out this week by snipers, I think we're already up to 7. What do you reckon your nickname is then, Daz?
That's great. That's another great question.
If anyone knows Daz of the bullshitter, if they know what his nickname is. Go on.
Right?
Yeah, go on, give us one more.
Anyway, this is nice and easy, this one. It's simple. Bingo, right? They goes, look at him, he goes, bingo. And I goes, what are you calling bingo for? Do you remember the banana splits?
Oh, yes, I do. I've got something to say about the banana splits in a minute.
One of them, with the big teeth, bingo. Right, they've got massive teeth, and a big spongy bear-like face. Anyway, he looks like him, and I was cracking up. Once I Googled it, and I looked at it, and I thought, Jesus Christ. It's bang on the money. Bingo was just so on the money. Just great. It's just bingo. You have to see the fella and then match it up with the actual banana split character, and then you think you are so right.
B-I-N-G-O. Daz, I'm so glad you found this show, mate, and thank you for your call. Now, remind me of the banana splits. You know the banana splits?
Yes.
There's a banana splits movie coming out. I've got it on DVD, pre-release, right? I forgot they sent it to me, right?
That thing was the stuff of nightmares.
Well, this is it. It's a horror movie.
Good.
It's a horror movie. Let me see if I can find the Banana Splits trailer and we'll play it. It's a horror movie. Let's see. I don't think there's any bad language in it. Come and watch this. Come and watch this trailer. You'll like this, dear listener. It's audio. It's set in the 70s. Some kids go to see the Banana Splits, right? Here we go. Watch this. Restricted R, horror, violence, and gore. I think that's like 12, eh? Maybe 15. I'm not sure. It's the banana split.
Sweetheart,
we are going to the banana splits.
Sometimes at night, I see the splits riding around in the little cars, laughing and singing.
Who's excited to see the banana split? Yeah!
Rebecca, I'm canceling the show.
What?
Hey, kids, put on your happiest faces, because the Banana Split Show is about to begin.
Where are the children?
Mom, get out of here.
Time's almost up.
Why are you doing this to me?
The show can go on forever and ever and ever.
Come on, you fuzzy son of a... I just really want your brother's birthday to be perfect.
We're gonna have so much fun.
You see...
Doesn't that look incredible? It's either brilliant or the worst film ever made.
That's pretty much how I remember it.
Oh, man, I forgot they sent me the DVD. That's tomorrow sorted. We'll take calls straight to it. 0344-499-1000. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Late Night Conversation. Wealth losing sleep. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Twitter's a weird old thing. people, I've just blocked someone, you know, for liking a post. I don't know what's going on. It makes me really sad. It has to be this binary yes, no, on, off. I've met people that have voted UKIP and they're I've got on with them. I don't agree with them.
I'm related to some of them.
Oh, God. My dad's side of the family, I'm sure they're all UKIP. I'm sure there's a few Tommy Robinson fans in there.
Yeah.
And I will find this out when I get, you know, I'm going to start reacquainting myself with them. I don't care. If that's the case, I just won't talk about that stuff with them. It's all right.
Isn't it called being a grown-up?
It's called being a grown-up. It's not these two sides that have to go to war. Life is so much more nuanced there. And I'm really disappointed that this website, I've still got a lot of respect for. They do a lot of great work. I'm not going to dismiss their entire output because they don't like a tweet I sent out. That's fine. You want to disagree with it. That's fine. I think it was, you know, a little bit aggressive, and I think it's a little bit unnecessary that you're kind of having a pop at me. They might say they're not having a pop at me. I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
They are. You could just read that tweet and just go, turn to the person next to you. Jesus Christ, Ian Lee is a dick.
But no, nothing in that thing said that you supported the party that they're so objectionable.
As someone who is leftist, centrist, I don't even know what I am. When I see behaviour, and I'm not talking about these people about this tweet, but when I see people on the left, who I've always thought of myself as left, when I see people on the left being aggressive and being violent and being unnecessarily rude and mean, when perhaps there is an alternative, I think I don't want to be associated with them. It's like, just like I don't want to be associated with people on the right because it's not really the way my politics go, although, of course, there are certain elements. Centrist is a dirty word now. None of this fits. They're turning everybody against
each other. It's the same mean-spirited clannishness that put me off football as a kid.
Yeah. It's a strange old world, really. It's a really strange world.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Let's go to line three. Line three, you are on the wireless.
Good evening.
Good evening, line three. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to share a little happening that occurred a couple of days ago while I was outside enjoying the sun, and a car drives past, and on his stereo, he's playing, well, the most inappropriate song. I wonder if you can guess what he was playing.
Gosh, well, I'm slightly nervous. I wouldn't have a clue. Has it got lots of effing and jeffing in?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
All right, here we go. It was that.
Children pleffin.
Pleffin?
Pleffin. Having fun.
I mean, I know the heat gets to us sometimes, but really.
Come on, man. Come on, lighten up. Right. Do you know that there loads of shops now are selling Christmas stuff?
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, we went into a certain garden centre and they got their cards out.
Yeah, good, as it should be. let's try and make Christmas last all year round. Thank you very much indeed. 03444991000 Ray, of course, does excellent work compiling all of the songs that we play on this show into some kind of playlist that exists somewhere on the internet. I don't know how to access it, but it's out there. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello,
line two.
Hello. Oh, what's the table for, mate? It's a bit too hot for gardening at the moment.
Okay, but... well, thank you very much for that tip. I will take that on board. Let's go to line five, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hi, it's Ian, it's Vanessa. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Vanessa.
I'm a bit nervous.
That's okay, hello. Vanessa. Can I ask, are you on speakerphone? Because we can't hear you very well.
Okay, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we go. Hear me now.
Yeah. Oh, I can't hear you. Okay. All right, just quickly, I was going to say, the guy that was asking about musical youth.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe he's appearing at the Let's Rock Essex.
There we go!
On September the 7th in Chelmsford. They're in the lineup.
Beautiful! then let's all go and... I bet they put on a bloody great show.
well, yeah, it's all the 80s sort of bands and, you know, Tony Hadley and this Quo and, oh, Christ, like a whole lineup of people.
Christ so is playing there as well. Wow.
Rock Essex.
I mean, in many ways, he plays everywhere.
Got a website somewhere.
It sounds like an amazing bill. Are you going to go, Vanessa?
Well, the thing is, I was trying to win tickets to go, but I didn't get them, so...
No!
It was in the morning show and at the weekend, BBC Essex, so...
Oh, those guys, those chances.
Yeah, but I thought if I get a free ticket, you know, I might be all right.
Hey, listen, yeah. Everybody loves free tickets. I wish I could say to you, we've got some tickets, but I haven't got any tickets, I'm afraid, Vanessa.
No, you haven't. I'm just waiting for the book to come out and definitely to get that, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, hey, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. There we go. Well, nice. Listen, people find out when they're nervous. Listen, as long as you're not an idiot, you're going to have a lovely, lovely time. You know, as long as you're a delightful human being. But if you're an arsehole or annoying or just incredibly repetitive or egotistical, then you're going to have a slightly tough time. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
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 Oh, hi there. Yeah, I'd like to compliment Catherine and Ian Lee.
You're on the air now. You're talking to us.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Is that Ian?
Yeah, who's that?
Ian. My name is Susan. Only phoned you once previously. I think our conversation was a little bit tight because I was in a bad place. I listen to your radio constantly, and I'm sort of changing the subject here because a couple of nights ago, you asked why when you or Catherine are on holiday and you're working alone, that you receive more, each of you receive more calls.
I did ask that question,
and I believe, Ian, that the reason is that you and Catherine are such a bonded team that the public wants to support you when each of you work alone.
Ah, so I get what you're saying. You're saying we should fire Catherine. Is that what you're is that what she's saying? No, that's what she's saying. Is that misunderstand, Susan?
Yeah.
Oh, I...
No, what I heard her say was that we don't need you anymore.
No, listen, I won't take up all your time. I'm sure that you've got calls queuing. I've been away, the first time I ever phoned you, I'd been awake for about 24 hours. I had brain fog due to ME, myalgic encephalitis and fibromyalgia.
Blimey. Yeah, I bet.
Please do forgive me and forgive me, Catherine.
Nothing to be forgiven for, Susan.
Sorry?
Nothing to be forgiven for.
Well, please forgive me. I think both of you are absolutely wonderful. And as I said, the reason that each of you receive more phone calls when you are working alone is because the public are behind you, each of you, all the way. And it's all about you giving and the public giving back to each of you. And I am so grateful for your show, which I listen to constantly. I also have massive respect for Paul Ross, who presents a great show, and it's also sad that he doesn't receive as many calls as you and Catherine, probably because he is on so late in the evening.
No, I tell you why it is. It's because just as we leave the studio, I unplug the phone. I don't want him getting more calls than us. So just as we go, I bend down to tie my shoelace up and I just yank the phone cord out of the wall so he can't get any calls, Susan. We will not let Ross get more calls than us. Thank you, Susan. That's very, very kind. And I'm going to take your suggestion on board. And I'm going to get Catherine fired immediately. Let's go to line one. You're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, lovely Pete. I'm happier than usual due to recent events. And
Recent event you took some drugs about 90 minutes ago?
No, it's better than that. No, it's to do with meeting nice people in the last couple of days.
Go on, who have you met?
I can't name.
I don't think people. You met anybody. You didn't meet anybody in the last couple of days, did you?
golly gosh, I certainly did.
You, but look,
I don't like to be rude to people.
You didn't meet anybody. Tell me who you met.
A couple.
Richard and Judy.
A couple of what?
Oh my God! How did you know?
They told me.
Ian Kath, I really, I am, like, really in quite a, for me, quite a euphoric mood, and I was just wondering, like, if we could just do a little dance together.
Oh, I'm there, brother. Let's, hang on a minute,
let me get some music.
Here we go, are you ready?
I'm back on the floor, and we can, yeah,
are you ready?
Whatever,
here
yeah.
we go.
Sam, you too, come on.
Okay. Oh, here we go, come on, Sam, here we go.
Yay!
There we go.
Woo! That was brief.
That was done.
Oh, that was really quick, but...
I'm a busy man. I haven't got time for dance. That's my month's worth of dance rations I've just used up in one go.
Well, thank you very much for spending it on me, okay? Oh, I appreciate it.
Jeffrey's flirting with me.
Oh, I'm not, no. But.
You wouldn't happen to be a homosexual, would you, by any chance, just judging by that noise you made?
You gave yourself away. Further and further out as the years go on.
I'm not quite sure what that means, Bob. But thank you very much indeed. Nice to talk to you. I'm glad you're feeling so happy. It's nice to hear. Let's go to line five. Five, you're on the wireless.
Hi there.
Hello, line five.
It's number 31 here.
Oh, my favourite. Well, my God, that'll be June. June, we've
that's
missed you.
Right.
We have missed you, number 31. You?
I told you last week. Anyway, nice to have the two.
I'm thinking
of
number 33.
Oh, 33 is excellent.
I'm thinking of number 33. I do apologise.
What happened to her?
Number 31.
No. Yeah. What can we do for you, Junie Wooney?
399.
Okay,
all
right.
I was just going to say, it's lovely to have the dynamic duo back together again.
Bumlick. Matthew Wright and that TV bloke.
Kevin Thingy.
No, my Temple One dynamic duo.
Mike Graham and Katy Perry.
No, not them. Evenings.
James and Ash.
Ones, not the rubbish ones. Anyway, what's happened to all the bloody presenters on TalkSport? They've all buggered off on holiday.
They've all gone on holiday. They've all gone to a right-wing jihadi training camp. to become more right-wing.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, I want to thank you as well.
For last night?
Last week, I had Ilya Kuryakin.
Oh, did you?
And this week, I've got the banana split.
There we go.
Swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Fergal. It was beautiful. I loved them.
Well, I'm going to watch this film
I thought
tomorrow.
They were grotesque, June. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, my gosh. Now we're getting personal.
Yeah. Gorgeous. No, terrifying.
They were gorgeous. I like the truck.
I don't really remember them that well, if I'm completely...
I am 20 years older than you.
Yeah, you're obviously a very old lady. June, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me. Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Tension. 03444991000. Taking calls straight to you. I got a bit of a headache. I bought some pills, didn't I? Did I buy some pills?
Yeah, you did.
When did I buy them? When we were coming into work, so I'll have them in my bag.
Yeah.
Ah, pills. Drugs. I got some drugs, baby. We're taking calls straight to air for the last half hour of the show, because it's been, very strange vibe. I've kind of had a couple of people on Twitter that I like. One had a bit of a pop, and I've just seen another tweet that, and they've been liked by someone who I've did some filming with and got on with really well. Here's what idiot I am. So I blocked, not the guy that did the tweeting, but the guy that liked it. And I'm thinking, is that too much? Is that too high? Is it? It's fine. It's fine. If I chose to block someone, that's absolutely fine.
They fired the shots.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that, but, the, you know, I'm sure that it would be, well, I didn't say anything. We just like to tweet. Or block, flatten a tweet. Well, yeah, and that's okay. I'm allowed to do that. I'm toying with whether I block this other person. None of this matters. And it's funny, isn't it? I was saying an hour ago that I'm doing really, really well at the moment. Yeah, the Banana Splits is the best TV theme ever. There we go. It's all come full circle. We've solved the mystery.
What better than rhubarb and custard?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Roundabout.
And by the way, if you think I'm exaggerating about the theme tune, here we go. Imagine this is a kid.
This is why our generation is daft.
Jesus, imagine. That's insane.
And the animation was already scribbly and scratchy. You know, of course, it was going to drive us nuts.
0344-499-1000. I'm allowing myself... This is the influence that Twitter has over me and social media. I allow myself to get sucked into this. And suddenly my focus is not on the show. It's on this and thinking... Did we play just the trail then? Or just the trail? Thank you, Sam. Focusing on the show, it's on what's happening online and second guessing what people are thinking and what people will think because I've blocked them. And
your interpretation is really interesting, though.
Go on.
Because what I see is a couple of grown men showing themselves up.
Right. What is my interpretation then?
It's someone being mean to you because perhaps they have a point.
Oh, I don't think they have a point.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't think they have a point.
Unnecessarily mean to you.
I think they're being mean to
me. Yeah, I think they've just got, they've spent, I had a quick look at their feeds and they've spent quite a lot of time having a go at this woman.
Oh.
So they're justifying their behaviour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, See, now, I've had dealings with these people. Now, I would rather hang out with Jay Aston than with them.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And now I'm questioning myself. That's okay to say that and to think that. This is what I'm
learning.
Does
that mean you've got to vote Brexit Party?
This is what I'm... No, I'll probably vote Lib Dem. This is what I'm... Probably will. This is what I'm learning, right? Since coming out as bi and all that boring stuff. I'm finally learning... Actually, my opinions are valid. I've pretended that I thought my opinions are valid, but I've always been racked with insecurity and self-doubt. My opinions are valid. It's okay if people disagree with those opinions. And it's also okay if I change my opinions, if I can be persuaded, if I'm presented with more evidence. But I'm allowed to say what I feel and stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. And I stand by what I say. Jay Aston was lovely to me. She's in the Brexit Party. I don't really care.
Mm.
No, I don't really care. I don't care. I would still go and have lunch with her because she's a really interesting human being.
You don't need to justify yourself.
I don't, do I?
No.
Funny old world, isn't it, Kath? I'm glad you're my best mate. I've got my two other best mates to come and stay this weekend, and part of me is thinking, wish you could come round as well. I know it would look weird with your family, so, but I've got Simon and Conan are going to come round. We're going to watch karate films. We're going to watch an Indian Terminator. The Indian Terminator film. It looks nuts, right? And we're going to play Micro Machines. I'm thinking, I wish Kath could come round. We'd have a right old laugh. But anyway, I understand you've got to cook dinner and stuff.
What? Can I come round?
Actually, we can come and cook dinner for us. Bugger off. Oh, we're both went for the same sweat. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Lee.
Okay, hello there.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm all right. You have me at a disadvantage, sir. You know my surname. I don't know either of your names.
It's, my full name is Zach Holland. I used to watch you on Rise every morning as a kid.
Well, that education has obviously done you very, very well indeed. Thank you.
Yeah. Kate Lawley used to let me Rise every morning as well.
She would give you an erection? Of course she would. Yeah, she would give you a boner. Okay, great. Yep. Okay.
I've just picked up an hitchhiker. I've just dropped him off, and he told me a joke, and I thought I'd share it with you.
Oh no, thank you.
Oh, all right.
Was there anything else?
Nope.
Thanks very much for your call. There we go. Nice and straightforward. Nice and straightforward. Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'll be off then. Oh, 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We're taking calls straight to air because it just feels like the right thing to do. I mean, Lee, Catherine Boyle is here. We're here until 1 o'clock, and then it's Paul Ross. Let's go to line one. Good evening, line one.
Hi, all right, man. How you doing?
I'm fine. You haven't just picked up a hitchhiker, have you?
No. I am the hitchhiker.
Oh, okay. Right. You're the hitchhiker that we've been telling jokes.
Aye, man. Aye. I just told the wee fella a joke. I told him to tell you it. Did he tell you it, lad?
He did, and it was absolutely brilliant. So thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it.
Lovely. You're all right, mate. You have a good night, yeah?
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. I prefer the hitchhiker over the driver.
There's a reason why he gets picked up. He's charming.
He's very, very friendly. Hey, Kath.
Yeah?
This is our job. It may not be for much longer, but right now, I'm getting paid quite well for this.
Who would have thought it, right? When I was a junior reporter sitting in, like, horrible court cases.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching the worst of humanity's, you know...
That they'd be ringing in a few years later.
No, that it would lead here. No.
We've done well. We've done well, kid. Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, line two.
Hello, Liam speaking. How are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you. What can we do for you?
This is a very morbid subject, but... I've had obviously the best weekend of my life. I worked at Wembley Stadium at the weekend with my rugby team, but I'm still depressed. I don't know what to do about that.
What do you mean depressed?
So I work for a rugby club. I don't want to give the name. Obviously, people who hear this might obviously recognise my voice.
You tell us as much or as little as you want about yourself, and we'll leave that up to you.
Yeah, well, I work for a rugby club. I've worked for it for 4 years, and it's been very tough, and it's been very difficult, and it culminated in the fact that we won a final at Wembley Stadium on Saturday evening, and it was the best feeling. It was so fantastic. It was brilliant. Obviously, running out on the pitch and with the players, X, Y, Z. But yet, I still feel depressed, and I don't get that.
There's a couple of things. There is, we naturally, after something, I mean, listen, running onto the pitch is part of winning.
I get the high, I get the low. High, I get the low. I really do.
And that is a big high. At Wembley Stadium, that is a big high. And there's inevitably going to be some come down. But are you saying that, I don't know, two weeks ago, you were feeling depressed?
I still felt that high, but I still get the low. And it's bizarre. For me, I don't want to give too much, but I walked a couple of years ago. I tried to walk in front of a tram. I've tried to do silly things before that, but I've never felt that high before that, if that makes sense, in terms of...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's still ridiculous that I still feel that.
Well, I don't think it's ridiculous, man. I was going to jump off a bridge earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider that ridiculous. I consider it.
So what got you to that point? If you don't mind it.
No, I don't. I've talked about it all. My life was falling apart, man. My life was falling apart. And, you know, with divorce, with me acting out inappropriately around sex in ways that were not making me happy. Shortly after that, the second time I wanted to kill myself this year, I'd just been involved in a really horrific car crash. I felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. I felt like a loser. I missed my kids, even though I see them regularly. I'm very lucky. You know, there were lots of things, and it was kind of a culmination of lots of things.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I sort of did that last year. I drove very drunk, and I basically ran into a bus stop very drunk. I did something stupid there, but I don't get it still. You know what I mean? That was a culmination of 4.5 years of a very tough, difficult job at the weekend where
yeah.
I was so happy and so... Yeah, you know what I mean? That was it was brilliant. I was on the pitch. I was with the players, with everyone. It was fantastic. Yeah, but I still feel like this.
I'm going to ask you a question that might seem crass. Are you feeling suicidal now?
Not suicidal now. No, I have. Not this past weekend, because I've been on such a high.
When was the last time you felt suicidal?
Probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Okay, so fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry you feel like that.
It's a case of where I feel like an idiot where I, like I say, last time I tried to do it, I tried to jump in front of the tram where, and the tram pulled its brakes on.
good. I'm glad it pulled its brakes on. I don't want you dead, brother.
Neither do I, but I just, you know what I mean?
It seems like the only sensible option.
But I've never had that happiness at the weekend. I've had that happiness, and I've never felt that exuberance and that excitement and that happiness I still feel like it now.
I here's something, right, and this won't apply to you, but all I can do really is share my story, right? So I'm 46, I've been a drug addict, I've been a sex addict, I've done all kinds of stuff that I didn't really want to do, and I've been miserable for as long as I can remember, depressed, ranging from mild to suicidal, right? And it all came to a head this year with this car crash and a divorce, and I went and saw a great therapist, and I made some amazing revelations about myself, and in the last... I realized that I've been kind of living a lie, that I'm primarily straight, but also I'm a little bit bisexual, a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was keeping me in shame, and I was so ashamed to share that secret with anyone that was where a lot of my self-hatred and self-loathing was coming from. And then I shared that with a few close friends, and then I shared it on the radio. And for the last 2 months, I'm going to say, I have felt nothing but freedom and relief and release and pretty much constant happiness. Now, I'm not for 1 second suggesting that that's your issue or that you've got something like that you're sitting on. Maybe you have. Maybe what I've just said resonates deeper than you want to share. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that. What I'm saying is, for 35 years, maybe 35 years, let's say, I have hated myself and I've wanted to die. For the last 2 months, I've had 2 months of enjoying life and wanting to stay alive and wanting to looking forward to getting up. It can change.
Yeah, I fully appreciate that. Like I say, I don't want to throw you under the bus here. I'm gay. I'm openly gay. I'm quite happy with that. So I don't want to throw you bisexuality under the bus.
No. I just made a crass joke about throwing something under a tram, and I'm sure you will see that as the joke it's meant to be.
I fully appreciate that.
Good.
But yeah, I you know what I mean? It's a cumulative.
Are you secretly a straight guy, and that's your inner shame?
I wish I were.
I'm joking as well. You sound obviously very intelligent, and you sound, I'm assuming you've seen doctors and you're doing talking therapies or something.
No, that's one question, if you don't mind me asking. And in terms of therapy, I've been to doctors and things in terms of they prescribe medication, but in terms of therapy and things, what did you find from that?
I've seen a few therapists over the years. And I'm lucky because I can afford it, and not everyone can. I'm in a really blessed position.
And again, I don't mean to apologise, but yes, I can't. So was that NHS or was that private?
It was private. The NHS provisions are piss poor and shameful. And they're
correct.
They're shameful.
Yeah, exactly. I've been on a waiting list for a long time.
It's shameful. People are dying because of that. Do you know? You don't have to answer this question, right? You don't have to, have to give me the specific answer. Just a yes or no.
No, go on.
Do you know where it stems from? Like, for me, it was like a little bit of child abuse when I was a kid and being bisexual. And if you'd have asked me that a year ago, I could possibly have said, yeah, I think I know where it comes from, but I don't want to say. do you know, and I know it's not as always as straightforward as that, do you know where it comes from?
No, I don't think it comes from anything. I'll be completely honest. Like, my dad, I'm from a northern, very working-class town, and it's not from that. My dad were very... He wasn't upset the fact that I was gay. He were more concerned that people would bully me and people would beat me up and X, Y, and Z and all that rest of it. And again, I worked for a rugby team and he was very concerned the fact that now I'm working for that and I'm nearly 30 and he's concerned that all that. So it's not that. I don't know. Again, I've not had therapy. I really want to have therapy and I can't afford it. You open up a can of worms there. Maybe me granddad was Irish and me auntie was a lesbian and he found that tough and he died very suddenly and maybe, I don't know.
Listen, we're going to end in a second and we ain't going to solve it now.
No, we are.
What is it? I've really enjoyed chatting to you, my friend. I genuinely mean that really sincerely, and we have to go in a couple of minutes. But why did you call me? What is it you wanted from? What is it? Did you think you wanted from this call?
I'll be completely honest. So obviously we was at that stadium on Saturday, and from then we've celebrated and celebrated X, Y, and Z, and from there we've carried on and carried on, and then I got home and I've drank a lot, but yeah, I'm still sober, but yeah, I'm still depressed. And I thought I could mask that soberness. I could mask that depression with drink. I could mask with carry on drinking and all the rest of it. And then I've got home and I've had a lot of drink and yeah, I'm still...
You're still feeling shit. There's a surprise.
I'm still feeling horrible. I'm thinking, obviously, I listen to your radio show a lot and I'm thinking, what am I doing? You know what I mean? I'm so happy. I'm so buzzing. I'm so happy, but yeah, I still feel like doing something stupid, so, that's the reason.
We have to go.
No problem.
Only because the show's ending and Paul Ross is going to come in a minute. And it's not, you know, because I all I can say is I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about sport. So I don't know you. But what I do know is that I love you. I'm glad the tram put its brakes on. No, genuinely. No, you know, genuinely, I love you, man. And
thank you.
I don't want you to die. And I hope that resonates somewhere.
I know it sounds silly, and you might sound happy. I won't die. I won't do something stupid. I'm just
beautiful.
I don't want to go to that stage. That's the thing. I don't want to. I won't do it. I just don't want to get to that stage again. Good.
And I say this may not be for you. They've saved my life, and I always say this when we have a caller on who's in a similar situation to you. If anyone is listening,
Samaritans
116 123. It's free. It's 100%, anonymous.
100%.
They've saved my life, man.
I did a lot of work for them about 4 or 5 years ago. They're absolutely fantastic in the X city I work. in the north. They're fantastic, honestly. Yes, again, yeah. Okay.
Look after yourself, man, and thank you so much for your call.
No, thank you again. Take care.
Cheers,
take
man. Caring. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What a nice guy. Come in, Paul. What a nice guy. What a nice guy. I mean that. I love him, man. I love him. That's, what a nice guy. Speaking of nice guys.
If only that
Paul, do you know any?
If only that were true. I heard some of your bad figure conversation earlier on.
Yes.
And they were managed, I don't know if this came up, by Bill Collins, who was Lewis Collins of The Professional's father.
I did not
know
that.
A notorious kind of Liverpool hard-ass old-school manager.
Right.
And the two guys who sadly took their own lives, of course, they were waiting for royalties from Nilsson's cover of their song Without You.
Yeah, yeah.
Which then Mariah Carey took stratospheric again. They did, I mean, you know, bundles of money knocking around there somewhere. But there's, and I don't think I would normally say this, there's a good Def Leppard album, okay, called Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah.
And it feels, exactly, and it feels like a contractual obligation album, because they cover lesser known hits of people. They do, for example, Roxy Music Street Life. As an album, it really works, and they do No Matter What, the old Bad Figures.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do it brilliantly. It's a kind of choppy
Someone
rock guitar song.
Someone tweeted me that, saying this is a great cover version.
But it's a great, that album, again, I bought it in a charity shop. I'm not a huge Def Leppard fan, I listen to anything.
Yeah.
But I bought it because I thought, what's their version of Roxy Street Life? The whole album's blinding, but really odd choices.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My gift to you this morning. Good morning, Kath.
Hey.
Loving the kind of hair, like your kind of 1920s, like maybe like Madame Arcadi from Blind Spirits.
Yeah.
It's that medium psychic
vibe. I caught sight of myself in the mirror earlier and I thought, mad art teacher.
Well, you got 20 seconds. Do you want to
this weekend, London only, might be worth a trip. There's a baked beans museum opening for Heinz, who are celebrating 150 years. So we're talking baked beans and their 15 decades as the nation's favourite side dish.
You can't argue with that. We are back tonight at 10. Thank you very much, Sam. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.